Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 30 Americans have been evacuated from the gang violence in Haiti in two U.S. helicopter airlifts, says the State Department. More planned. The state of Florida has chartered a flight from Haiti, says the governor, that landed in Orlando tonight. Among those aboard, Philippe Armand.
Main roads are closed off, and sometimes even side roads are closed off because of what's going on. Every neighborhood is trying to protect themselves and limit circulation, especially from outsiders.
A manhunt for a white supremacist prison gang member and an accomplice in Boise, Idaho. The latter staged an attack at a hospital where the prisoner had been taken. Prison officers were shot and wounded. The pair sped off in a gray 2020 Honda, police say. Richard Higgins, one of the few remaining survivors of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that brought America into World War II, has died at 102 in Bend, Oregon, says a family member. This is ABC News. Chevron has agreed to pay more than $13 million in fines for dozens of past oil spills in California. The State Department of Conservation says it's the largest fine in its history. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's agenda for his visit to Israel later this week will include making clear that Israel needs to find a way to safely and legally move Palestinian civilians at risk of any ground invasion within Gaza. That from State Department spokesperson Vandan Patel.
We do not support the forced displacement of Palestinians in Gaza to outside of Gaza. That's not something that we would support or condone.
Alligators are not native to northeast Tennessee, but a fisherman reeled one in from Norris Lake, about 4 feet long, managed to pin its head to the ground, say state wildlife officials, taken to Little Ponderosa, an exotic animal rescue facility in Clinton, Tennessee. On Wall Street, the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ indexes all closed at record highs for the first time in about 3 years. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official has been found guilty of election fraud when she used fake names to get multiple military absentee ballots. A jury found Kimberly Zabata guilty on Wednesday. They rejected claims by her attorney that she's a whistleblower exposing gaps in the state's voting system. She was basing those assumptions on proven false conspiracy theories stemming from the 2020 presidential election. She could go to prison for up to 5 years. Wisconsin is set to get new electric vehicle charging stations. Governor Evers signed a duo of bills making it easier for gas stations to open the charging stations and sending nearly $80 million federal dollars to help build them. The funding is designed to build vehicle chargers that can fully charge a car in less than an hour. The funding will support building 65 charging stations across the state. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 15 points and trailed most of the game. They got it to within 1 point with just a couple of minutes left to play, but the Celtics pulled away. Coverage on ESPN.
That will count. It's a three-point game, and that'll do it. Lillard finishes with 32. And the Celtics earned their 55th win of the season, leading the way for the Celtics tonight with 31.
The final, the Celtics 122, the Bucks 119. Boston now winning 10 games in a row at home. Giannis did not play again tonight due to a sore hamstring. The team comes home for a game tomorrow night. At Fiserv Forum, they'll host the Brooklyn Nets, followed by a Sunday night game against the Thunder and the Lakers next Tuesday night in prime time. Baseball, the Brewers had the day off. Tomorrow night, they take on the Giants in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see increasing clouds in the overnight. Lows as cold as the middle teens. We'll have north winds, a mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday. Highs reaching the mid-30s. Snow develops late Thursday night. 1 to 3, perhaps 4 inches of snow by Friday morning. Right now, it's 22.
Tune in Thursday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're counting down to Armageddon, the fire sale at Trump Tower. Devil's Advocates Radio, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Well, there's a lot going on in the news right now. The Texas law, Texas had passed this law that, let me first tell you what's up on the in the program, and then I'll get into these details. In the first hour here, I want to get into the Supreme Court. It looks like it's on the verge of actually loosening our bribery laws. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Also, is Trump's real business just pretending to be a billionaire and scamming people out of money in the election? Is his house of cards about to fail? I wanted to share thoughts with you on that. Also in the first hour, is Judge Cannon committing gray mail? This is an old trick with national security cases, and it looks like she's all in on Trump. I'll tell you about that. In the second hour of our program, there was no Russian election. Vladimir Putin staged an elaborate charade. So why did some Western news outlets play along? And, oh, Putin wins by a landslide, stuff like that. Also, Jared Kushner, you know the guy who oversaw the pandemic response that killed 500,000 Americans unnecessarily, is now cutting deals in the Middle East. And he's got good ideas, he says, about what to do about Gaza. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. And a Hunter in the Farmer's World Alert. Are normal people really abnormal? In the second hour. In the third hour of our program, Joanne Reed is going to drop by about her new book about Medgar and Murley. So it's quite a day. So anyhow, Texas passed this law that says that any Texas police officer can arrest anybody that they suspect of being an illegal immigrant. Which is just, in a state that's about 40% Hispanic, it's just like asking for racial profiling. The other big negative side effect of this, and, you know, we've talked about this many times over the years, this is the whole thing about sanctuary cities. When you've got a community, where you've got, several houses in your neighborhood are being lived in by people who are, quote, illegal immigrants or undocumented workers or whatever you want to call them. And some crazy guy comes running through your community and starts shooting up houses. If the police can arrest and deport people based on their immigration status, those people in your neighborhood are not going to dial 911, which means that you might be the next house that that crazy guy with the gun shows up at. That's putting it in the context of, hey, white people, maybe you should be concerned. But, the larger, frankly, humanity issue is that, Hispanic immigrants, people, or immigrants from any country for that matter, that are not white, living in Texas, will be afraid to report any kind of crime. It's like the state of Texas declaring to the criminals in Texas, "Hey, you want a crime? You want to break into houses? You want to rape women? Do it against people who have brown skin." That's essentially the statement that they are making. Because those people will not call the police because they're afraid of the police, too, because the police now have this power to deport them. You have to be able to trust the police, regardless of your immigration status, if you're going to have a reasonable and functioning society. So anyhow, the Supreme Court said, hey, we don't care. That's fine. Let Texas enforce the law.
But we're going to kick it back down to the Fifth Circuit. So for a little window there, the Texas law was back into effect. And then the Fifth Circuit picked it up this morning and said, no, we're going to put this on hold. Because, see, what the Texas law does is it preempts federal law. Federal law says the feds are responsible for this kind of thing, you know, for enforcing the immigration laws and for deportations exclusively. And now you got Texas saying, no, we can do this too. Well, federal law, you know, there's this thing called the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution that says that the federal law always trumps state law, no pun intended. So why didn't the Supreme Court point that out? Well, because, you know, it's a bunch of right-wing crazies on the Supreme Court now. A lot of what they do just doesn't make any sense, even legally. So the Fifth Circuit is hearing arguments right now. From what I hear, it's not going well for Texas. And we'll see how that plays out. But I just wanted to bring you up to date on that. I want to share with you my rant about Donald Trump and being a billionaire. I think, is a really big deal. Donald Trump, well, here's how to think of it. You know, Trump is saying, I can't come up with, you know, $454 million to post a bond. Now, he is lying to his followers when he says that they're preventing me from appealing because they, you know, because I can't find enough money to post the bond. Well, he can appeal. That's no problem. But if he doesn't post the bond, on Monday, they're going to start securing his properties. They're going to start locking up anything he owns in the state of New York. I don't believe New York can reach down to Florida, but they can certainly seize his assets in New York. And so, you know, 44 Wall Street and the Trump Tower, and, well, he's already lost a lot of others. I mean, he lost that hotel, what, the Plaza Hotel in his last bankruptcy. He lost the Taj Mahal casino and hotel in his last bankruptcy. He's lost, I mean, he's been through this before. But the media is still treating it like Donald Trump is a billionaire. So let me just present a thought experiment for you. Let's say that, you know, you've worked your whole life and you've saved up diligently. You know, every week you've scraped 10 or 20 bucks out of your paycheck and tossed it into an investment account or a savings account. And, you know, now you're a couple decades into this and you've saved up $100,000. Okay, that's your net worth, 100 grand. You go to buy a house, and, I mean, you've got a paycheck, right, coming in. So you buy a house, you put down the $100,000 as a 10% down payment on a $1 million house. So now you are living in a $1 million house, and you've got a $900,000 mortgage, right? Everybody following me? I mean, this is pretty simple math. I'm trying to keep it to round numbers. So you're living in a $1 million house. Somebody driving by would look at you and go, wow, that guy must be a millionaire. But how much money did you put up? $100,000. Are you a millionaire if you live in a $1 million house and you, quote, own it? But the bank has a $900,000 mortgage on it? Are you a millionaire? No, you're not a millionaire. You're a $100,000-aire. That's the equity that you have in your home. That's it. You're worth $100,000. So now apply this to Donald Trump and his properties. It appears, and nobody knows for sure because, you know, there's been no good comprehensive audit of Donald Trump and all his assets and all his properties, but it appears that Trump has borrowed against every property he owns. So it's entirely possible. I mean, you know, if he's gone to 40 different insurance and banking institutions that could guarantee his bond, that means that 40 different estimators, auditors, whatever they call these people in insurance companies and banks, you know, loan officers, you know, who look at your assets, have looked at his balance sheet and said, okay, you know, 44 Wall Street, maybe that building is worth, you know, $120 million, but hey, he's got $105 million in loans against it. So that's not worth anything. Trump Tower, that's worth $85 million, but he's got $70 million in loans against that. So that's not worth anything. Bedminster, you know, I'm just making up these numbers because we don't know. But I think that what we're seeing here, and is fairly clear, is that Donald Trump is not a billionaire. Or at least it certainly looks that way.
He may own $1 billion worth of assets, but, you know, like I, with the example of the house, if you own $1 billion worth of assets, $1 billion worth of property, and you've got a $900 million mortgage on it, are you worth $1 billion? No, you're worth $100 million. You're worth, you know, the difference between the mortgage and the value of the properties. So what's going to be interesting is if on Monday Trump can't come up with the money and Putin and the MBS, Mr. Bonesaw, have not bailed him out, you know, via Kushner or via Paul Manafort or somebody like that. If he doesn't come up with the money and Tish James basically seizes Trump Tower and 44 Wall Street and whatever else he has in New York, that's not the end of the world for Donald Trump. I mean, he can still appeal. And if he's successful in his appeal, which he will try to take all the way to the Supreme Court, he can even get his properties back, which apparently is how he's now talking to his people. But will the newspapers point out that this is proof that he is not a billionaire and never was, that he's simply leveraged up to his eyeballs, that he's just borrowed massive amounts of money in order to look like he's a billionaire? He's living on borrowed money. He fills his jet plane with fuel paid for with borrowed money. And basically the only effective scam he's had for the last 7 years, the only income he's had, is the roughly, you know, $700-800 million that he's extracted from his small dollar donors that, the, you know, there's very little audit trail for in many cases.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I think his house of cards is about to fall. I got to tell you about the Supreme Court and Judge Cannon right after this. Stay with us.
Broadcasting from the largest media studio in the world,
South Main Street.
We are Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stores now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I love Superbeats Heart Chews. I can get daily blood pressure support by just chewing up a couple of really delicious-tasting little chews. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeets Heart Chews. I've been taking them for, almost a decade. I keep next to the bed so I don't forget. Superbeets Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied, and they're from Superbeets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based and have no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeets Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeets Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by just going to TomLovesBeets.com. TomLovesBeets.com. TomLovesBeets.com for this exclusive offer. 22 minutes past the hour. Okay, a couple of things about, the various Donald Trump cases, as it were. Shall we say, legal problems. First off, with Fani Willis, breaking news this morning. Remember Judge Scott McAfee? He was the president of the Young Republicans at the University of Georgia, where he went to law school. He was a member of the Federalist Society. He's a Republican. He's up for re-election in November. So he's looking at a lot of angry voters. And so he ruled against, essentially against both Donald Trump and Fani Willis. He kind of split the baby. But he said the prosecution against Trump can continue, but Willis has to fire Nathan Wade. So she fired Nathan Wade, or he resigned, actually. And so then Trump yesterday came forward and said, "I'd like to appeal your decision, Judge." Now, when he did this with, Judge Chutkan in New York, she was like, "Yeah, right, good luck with that." Actually, one of them, he did get the appeal. In fact, that's where it's going to the Supreme Court right now. But he goes to Judge McAfee and he says, I want to take this to the appeals court. I want to go over your head. And this morning, McAfee said, okay, fine, cool, no problem. So we got another 6-month delay, right? Trump is going to, it looks pretty certain now that one of the cases where he was facing serious prison time for interfering with elections down in Georgia, serious prison time. It looks like that has now pretty much officially been moved beyond the election. And then Judge Cannon, gray mail. Gray mail is something that it used to be, there was a trick that in national security cases, spies would use. And that's basically, you drag them into court and say, okay, we're going to put you in prison for spying. And here's the documents we've got that you had. And they say, okay, great. Let's have a court process. Court's processes have to be public. Let's put those documents into evidence. At which point the prosecution has to say, well, we don't want them to be in evidence because they're the nation's secrets. And so then the spy gets to say, well, then let me go. I mean, you know, this is your choice. You either make the public document, the documents public, or you let me go. Well, Congress dealt with this in 1980. And they did it through a passing a law. It was called the Confidential Information Procedures Act, CIPA, which says, and I quote, "The court, upon a sufficient showing, may authorize the United States to delete specified items of classified information from documents to be made available to the defendant through discovery, blah, 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 blah." In other words, the court can actually, you know, delete, can redact some of these secrets. In fact, all of them, as much as they want. So Judge Cannon has the ability to say, you know, because Trump is saying now, hey, if you're going to try me, I want all these top secret documents to be made public. And Judge Cannon just issued a ruling saying basically, okay, I'll make them public if that's what you want. And so now Jack Smith is going to either have to drop the prosecution or he's going to have to take it to the appeals court. And we have not yet heard how he's going to respond to this, but this is basically the judge doing what defense lawyers used to do, committing gray mail. Finally, the Supreme Court. This is my daily take over at HartmanReport.com today. It's titled, "Is SCOTUS About to Make Bribing Politicians the Same as Earning a Tip?" And there is a case coming down. Now, we've talked a million times about Buckley in 76 and Bilotti in 78 and Citizens United in 2010, these three Supreme Court decisions where the Supreme Court, where Republicans on the Supreme Court, ruled that rich people giving money to politicians is free speech, that corporations are persons, and then in Citizens United tripling down on it and even allowing foreign corporations and foreign billionaires to pour money into American elections and creating huge loopholes for dark money. Well, now there's this new case coming before the Supreme Court that they're going to be hearing next month, April 15th, Snyder versus United States, in which this guy who was the mayor of Portage, Indiana, and he was convicted of taking a bribe. He got $13,000 from a company in exchange for giving them a $1 million contract for dump trucks. He is now claiming that because he had not negotiated that $13,000 in advance, it's not actually a bribe. It was a tip. And tips are not illegal. And the Supreme Court, four justices on the Supreme Court, have apparently agreed with him because they granted cert to this case. If this happens, then, you know, Bob Menendez is probably going to walk loose, and federal prosecutions for political corruption are going to just vanish. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Really an amazing news day, you know. It's just incredible. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This
is
Oshkosh Air Support,
1100 AM and 93.3 FM WISS.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
1 out of 2 Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 30 Americans have been evacuated from the gang violence in Haiti in two U.S. helicopter airlifts, says the State Department. More planned. The state of Florida has chartered a flight from Haiti, says the governor, that landed in Orlando tonight. Among those aboard, Philippe Armand.
Main roads are closed off, and sometimes even side roads are closed off because of what's going on. Every neighborhood is trying to protect themselves and limit circulation, especially from outsiders.
A manhunt for a white supremacist prison gang member and an accomplice in Boise, Idaho. The latter staged an attack at a hospital where the prisoner had been taken. Prison officers were shot and wounded. The pair sped off in a gray 2020 Honda, police say. Richard Higgins, one of the few remaining survivors of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that brought America into World War II, has died at 102 in Bend, Oregon, says a family member. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of audits show about three-fourths of workspaces in state office buildings are empty as many as 5 days a week. A panel of state lawmakers pressed leaders from the Department of Administration and the Universities of Wisconsin about their work-from-home policies. State Representative Bob Wickey says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space. He questions why it should go unused. Wisconsin is eligible for up to $30 million in federal money for high-speed internet in underserved areas. It would be a boon for rural communities where the population is getting older.
At least 15% of people 50-plus in Wisconsin are not connected because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Martha Cranley is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see increasing clouds in the overnight. Lows as cold as the middle teens. We'll have north winds, a mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday. Highs reaching the mid-30s. Snow develops late Thursday night. 1 to 3, perhaps 4 inches of snow by Friday morning. Right now, it's 22.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
And welcome back. One other little bit of news. You know, yesterday was an election day, and, you know, Tuesday, Ohio, Florida, there were a couple of states that Arizona, Kansas. And what's interesting is that, well, first of all, Joe Biden has now received more primary votes as a Democrat for president of the United States than any Democrat in the history of the United States has received. He has won every single one of his primaries, and typically by margins like 95, 96, 97%, by huge margins. Yeah, there were a couple of states where there was, you know, 10, 12, 14%, I think, in one case. People voting kind of none of the above right now as a protest vote about his support for Israel and Gaza. And I get that, totally get that. But by and large, he's done really well. An incumbent president should. I mean, you know, it's just if you're an incumbent president or a former president, in the case of Trump, you should be getting 95% of the vote. But here's what happened last night for Trump in Florida, where, you know, Trump won 94% in the primary in 2020. He only won 81% last night. About 20% of Floridians voted for somebody other than Donald Trump. 13% for Nikki Haley, 3.7% for Ron DeSantis, their own governor, who had already dropped out of the race. That's pretty humiliating. And then in Ohio, Trump only won 79% of the vote. Again, Nikki Haley, 14%, Ron DeSantis, 3.4%, and they weren't in the race. Last night in Kansas, Trump only won 75% of the vote. These are closed primaries. Arizona, with 80% of the vote in, you know, as of this morning, Trump is running at 77%. In Illinois, Trump had only 80% of the vote. In Georgia, last week, Trump only got 84% of the vote. What this tells us is that within the Republican Party, these, you know, I'm not sure that all of these were closed primaries, but most of them were closed primaries. Within the Republican Party, there is a, you know, not huge, you know, typically 10 to 20%, but a not insignificant percentage of people who have really no interest in voting for Donald Trump. If this was happening to Biden right now, you know, Democrats would be rightly panicking. Republicans have got to be really concerned. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I want to return to the discussion from yesterday about states not certifying their vote in order to attempt to kick the election into this 12th Amendment resolution.
Yeah, I read the note you sent me.
Okay, well, let's share it with the listeners so you have an idea where I'm going. So I don't know what the Supreme Court, who knows what they would do, but
correct.
Let me give you the
that's the wild card, actually.
What?
That's the wild card, actually. I mean, they could even say this is a political issue and we have no jurisdiction.
Right. We have a completely, we're being sandbagged by a corrupt federal judiciary here, no question about
correct.
It. But let me get to the two operative sentences in the Constitution so the listeners can. And by the way, the reason I'm saying this is that this is what we should be saying. Rather than saying, oh, this is how they're going to steal it, and giving the Supreme Court carte blanche to say, oh, if that's what you think we're going to do, okay, then let's do
let
it.
Let me just set this up, Paul, for people who are just tuning in and didn't listen to the conversation yesterday. What I was talking about was what I was hearing from Republicans up in Washington, D.C., and what I wrote about 3 weeks ago, was this plan to disrupt the elections in the states, in multiple swing states, whether it's through challenges to voters, whether it's through intimidating people at the polls, whether it's through, you know, whatever. They just disrupt those elections to the point that the states can't or won't, or to have election officials refuse to certify the vote. So neither candidate gets 270 electoral college votes. If nobody hits that threshold, then the election gets thrown to the House of Representatives. Each state has one vote. There's 26 states with Republican-controlled what do you call them? Groups. There's a word for it. You know, the caucuses or whatever. And so it would be a 26-23 vote in favor of the Republican for president. In other words, regardless of the national election, even if Joe Biden won by 20 million votes, Donald Trump would become president. So pick it up from there.
Okay. So yes, and there were states that were holding out. I think Michigan held out until the very last day, but I don't think some of these people have read the Constitution. So here's the operative part. Article 2, how the president is elected. And it goes, this is the operative sentence from Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 2. Each state shall appoint, in such manner as the legislatures thereof may direct, a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress. Okay.
Now, that was modified by the 12th Amendment, though, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
Each state shall appoint. And so, that, in other words, the...
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. No, I'm with you. States, so keep going.
Right. And I'll pick up the operative sentence there. So the states, they could hold a... The legislatures could hold a beauty contest and let the winner decide how to appoint the electors. But since the election of 1880, in which James Garfield was elected president, all of the state legislatures, the manner in which they have directed that their electors shall be appointed is by a popular vote of the people.
Correct. With the exception of two states, Nebraska and Maine, that have split their states in, essentially in half.
That's not the winner take all rule. I'm just saying that by a popular vote of the people.
Right. Okay.
The winner take all rule. You're right. Is, but they have directed that since 1880.
Right.
And the winner. I don't know when the winner take all rule became. You know, I think it was sort of split in past.
I think it was state law by state law. But anyhow, keep
yes,
going.
Yes, it is. It is. It is state law by state law.
Right.
I don't know, but 48 of the states have a winner take all. But the idea is that we have all the states appoint their electors by a certified vote of a certified popular vote of the people. Okay.
Certified is the magic word.
Yes. So then we go to the 12th Amendment. The person having the greatest number of votes for the president shall be the president if such number be a majority of the whole number of electors appointed, not a full slate. For instance, it doesn't matter if it's 270. These electors have to be appointed. And if you fail to certify your vote, then you have failed to appoint electors.
Right. So then, the threshold number decreases.
That's correct. So here's our modern example is Florida 2000. In Florida, the panic by the Republicans and the Supreme Court and Sandra Day O'Connor wanting to retire was that Al Gore, before Florida's electoral votes, they have 29. Al Gore stood at 267, George W. Bush at 242 electoral votes. So, but the whole number of electors appointed would have been 538 minus 29. At that time was 509, and Al Gore would have won, but about 52.5% of the electors appointed to that point.
Correct.
So, the Supreme Court stepped in to fast track to make sure that Florida could certify their vote, so that they could appoint their electors would be certified and their electors would be appointed, so that they could then say stop counting the vote.
I get it.
And then Bush gets it.
I get your argument.
Do you remember that the Florida legislature was in the interim there was thinking they're going to change the law so that they don't have to take the popular vote as their means of appointing electors? Remember that?
Yeah. That was the threat from the Speaker of the Senate, the head of the Senate. I'm forgetting his name now.
Right.
But yeah, he said he was going to do that. So then the argument would shift to not trying to just keep the number below 270, but rather trying to disrupt the vote in those states that are swing states that most likely will go for Joe Biden, so that the Joe Biden votes don't get counted, whereas the Donald Trump votes do get counted.
Yeah, it'd be election corruption. They would try to do that, but they would try to corrupt the popular vote. But in terms of the electors, my argument here is that if you don't certify your popular vote, then you fail to appoint electors.
Yeah, I get it. And it makes perfect sense. Paul, thank you. Thank you for the explanation. And it's a fascinating conversation. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. And we're still sane. More or less.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned, please.
You're broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 93.3 FM, WISS.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Mino and the Mayor.
We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
You know, I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do is use my dehumidifier, and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not crazy a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right. All right. Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog.
which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And that's why we love feeding Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, the first five ingredients are turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom. Well, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I have to call because you're more savvy in politics. If the country's 60 to 65%, you know, wants democratic rule and all this, and Trump is a 45% ceiling, that's all. Yeah, he's competitive. He's winning Virginia by four, and he's up in Michigan. But let's be honest, Tom, he's competitive in Pennsylvania. I don't know what's wrong with the Democratic Party, because I'll be honest, Tom. Biden wins the Midwest and all that. You go west, he's not going to win.
Yeah. I'm not so worried about it, Russ.
He's not going to win Nevada because they just don't like Trump.
Yeah,
that guy is 10 to 12 up in Arizona now.
Yeah.
To Diego. But I don't understand a guy at the, how he's winning Virginia, and he was down 8 points.
It's because the polls are meaningless, Russ. At this point in the 2012 election, all the polls were showing that Mitt Romney was going to wipe out Barack Obama.
But are you concerned, though, Tom?
I'm frankly not, Russ. I think we all need to be very vigilant. We all need to, you know, behave like we're concerned. We need to get all our friends registered to vote and make sure the vote's happening. I'm very concerned, frankly, about the efforts that are underway right now in states controlled by Republican secretaries of state, where they are purging literally tens of millions of people from the voting rolls. Oh, it's well over a million. They purged over 10 million people, you know, in the 4 years leading up to the last election cycle. So, you know, and they're even more aggressive this time. And I'm very concerned about the signature matching that they're going to be doing with mail-in ballots, where they're going to be challenging ballots based on saying the signatures don't match, which, you know, is just an excuse to.
How concerned are you about Michigan, though? I know with these Palestinians going that way, because I'll tell you what, Tom, they're cutting their own throats if they don't show up, because I think the Democrats then should say, fine, we're going to help them deport you.
Yeah.
I don't see them. I don't know. Are they going to sit at home?
I am expecting, again, you know, Russ, a week is an eternity in politics, and we are not looking at a week. We are looking at half a year from now is when the election's going to happen.
So you think he's going to win Biden?
I do.
Do you? Because it sounded like you were getting a little like, I don't know if he can win.
I believe he absolutely, in a fair fight, he would absolutely win, in my opinion. And you know, I obviously, you know, like I said, you know, there's an eternity between now or not an eternity, literally, but
you know, Tom,
a lot of stuff
can
change.
That idiot, Cornel West, he's in two states. The other girl from the Green Party, they had it up there.
Jill Stein.
She's in 13 states.
Yeah.
I hope he picks them.
I don't think they're going to be factors.
States.
I don't think Bobby Kennedy is going to be a factor. You know, it looks like the No Labels people. There was an article yesterday in Politico, or maybe it was The Hill, about how they have not been able to find anybody who's willing to run on their own ticket. They've got $70 million, so they're probably just going to pay themselves a big salary and say, "Well, we'll just wait." You know, if you. We'll see,
quit, Tom.
Yeah, I'm just not real freaked out, Russ. I am concerned,
believe he's winning Michigan.
I don't think
Virginia.
He is. At this point in the polls, Harry Truman was way, way behind. At this point in the polls, and he got reelected. At this point in the polls, Barack Obama was behind. I'm not freaked out, Russ. Thanks for the call, Lawrence in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Lawrence, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Always a pleasure. I also listen to you on free speech, but primarily on AM 950 here in Minnesota. Well, I'm glad to see you're not very concerned. Well, you're probably in the minority there. But anyway, I want to talk today about just a real quick comment. Social media and security information. Mm-hmm. So I think Biden needs to get a person, or like a movie director, basically, he needs to get a director from Hollywood to get a campaign to the masses, because Donald Trump has already figured out that he needs the more uneducated voter he has, the better his chances are. We need to tap into that uneducated voter market, and then we need a producer or somebody like that. But I say this about, and I just said that. Now, here, do you think, and I'm afraid of this, you might not be concerned, but as an American, I'm afraid of this, that Donald Trump, being a presumptive Republican nominee, has access to secure information about America.
Right.
And Judge Cannon is complicit and wants to allow it to be seen. So we have a megalomaniac, narcissistic president that doesn't care about national security. Now, here's what I think, and this is where you and I are going to disagree. I think the Democrats, and particularly Joe Biden, is complicit. Because when Joe Biden put his hand
complicit
on the Bible,
with who about what?
He's complicit with stopping Donald Trump from having secure information. And because when Joe Biden put his hand on the Bible, he said, "I'm here to protect and defend America."
Yeah, the Constitution, from all enemies, foreign and domestic. I don't know, Lawrence, that Donald Trump is getting those security briefings right now. I mean, traditionally, the nominee does. He definitely is not right now. But typically, what happens is they're given to him after the conventions. But there's no law that requires that. It's a tradition. So I'm guessing that Joe Biden is not going to give Donald Trump the security briefings, or if he does, he's going to get basically a declassified version.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
And after the convention, so we just gotta make it clear to the public, the uneducated voter, which most of Americans are not paying attention, that we can't give this guy security information, and we need to fabricate an entire narrative around that.
I agree. I would love to see somebody like Rob Reiner, there's some real talent in Hollywood, put together something. Lawrence, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you. I appreciate it very much. We'll be back on the other side of this break. There was no Russian election. I'll tell you about that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Listen to the Earl Ingram Show Thursday at 9 AM for the Pharmacy Hour with Dr. Omar Eliwa. I'm Earl Ingram.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden once again calling out Donald Trump.